beyond the stations of the Starcom Network.
Got conduits, fittings, dimmers, switches, ballast, bells and brackets, we do. Williams. Who does wiring, installations, maintenance for homes and business, we do. Williams. From electrical contracting and maintenance to consumer products, Williams Electrical should be your first stop for all things electrical, including UL-approved products of proven quality. Who's got the know-how just for you? Electrify service to we do. Williams Electrical.
Welcome back to Brass Tack Sunday, where we're talking all things agriculture with the Agriculture Minister Indar Weir. So many questions, so little time. Let's deal with the monkeys. That can cover many of the questions one time. Now, we've dealt with this, and I've heard you deal with this, address this issue more than once. But it is a reoccurring problem. It continues to swing before us all the time. What can be done with these monkeys? People said don't cull them. People said cull them. People said plant in the gullies. People said I can cause them to reproduce even more. People say, put something in them to help them from reproducing. There's so many things on the table. It's almost like one of those problems that really have no solution. Minister, the monkeys.
Corey, we are currently working with the Ministry of Environment and National Beautification because monkeys are part of our biodiversity and that falls at the Ministry of Environment and National Beautification. I understand people have an angst where the monkeys are concerned, and I understand how they feel. We have to do a combination of things in dealing with monkeys. First of all, I'm not going to take Barbados down a path where we are cited as a place that is walking around and destroying monkeys. And that is not going to happen under my watch. So therefore, we're going to have to be very patient and very careful with how we handle this matter. All right? We are working with the Wildlife Reserve to get that program on stream so that they can take in monkeys that are captured alive. I've asked my chief veterinary officer to continue to work with the committee that is established at Environment and National Beautification so that we can expand the program at Wildlife Reserve and help us to move some of the monkeys out of our domestic space. In reality, there must still be a culling program, but that culling program is not going to be en masse. Because just like every other jurisdiction where you have animals that increase population size rapidly, there is a culling program. So I recognize that and I accept that. Monkeys in our domestic space, we're going to have to find a way to capture them. And once we can capture them, we can put them under the Wildlife Reserve program. The Ministry of Environment and National Beautification came out with a lot of suggestions after consultation with stakeholders and interest groups to put programs in place on farms and put certain techniques in place in order to keep monkeys away from destroying crops. Some farmers have reported them working. Some farmers have not yet tried them. So there's a combination of things that we have to do. But what I certainly will not do as a minister is put Barbados in a position where you have all type of international interest groups targeting us for reasons that we don't need to create. So it's a reality. Are we doing something about it? The short answer is yes.
What do you say to these people? Is he kidding? We have to decimate these monkeys. These monkeys are decimating us. He is saying be patient. These monkeys are destroying my livelihood. These other ones. Monkeys are bombarding two elderly women in a residential neighborhood. This is a daily occurrence. We need to be humane but serious and have a permanent solution to these roaming animals. This other one says, we can use them for food. This one says, all these came in the last minute or two. Hi Corey, a good idea would be to get a market for the monkeys and sell them to the other countries that want them, and they continue to just rolling. What do you say to those people who say, look, patient, international organizations. No. These monkeys killing us.
Look, first of all, barbarians must exist in a global world. I mean, the world has now become a village. Let us not fool ourselves. All right? If somebody is having a problem with a monkey, call the Ministry of Agriculture or the Ministry of Environment and National Beautification and let us deal with it. All right? Have the person, I don't know if the person reported or person or persons reported any problems with the monkeys to the authorities. But let us do that. Let us start reporting and see how we can provide assistance. We can't spend our time constantly saying we have a problem with monkeys, but we're not reporting it to the authorities. And I recall having to call BrassTacks to deal with someone who said that he's a farmer with all this large acreage. But I have not yet once seen a piece of paper come across my desk with that person asking for help with monkeys. And many times we exaggerate things to create the type of emotionalism and to get people going and drive people down a path because we want to do that. The reality of it, if we have senior citizens in this country being humbugged, to use a late one after term, mm-hmm. by monkeys, mm-hmm. then let us deal with it. So let them call us or call the Ministry of Environment and National Beautification, and collectively we can put an arrangement in place to deal with it. And that's how we're going to have to function in this 21st century.
All right. So my thing is that to say to all Barbadians who are having very serious issues with monkeys to reach out to the authorities. So at minimum, we have the data and the government can make an evidence-based policy and decision on the issue of monkeys going forward. Now, I know anecdotally we hear from people, they have very serious challenges. They talk about how they harass the women, how they pull up and destroy the crops. Me personally, and I don't want to bring my personal thoughts into it, but me personally, I've never had issues with monkeys. I see them, I like them, I think they're cute. I operate a piece of land and they always operate on the periphery. They never come on the inside. I have my own suspicions. I don't know if they're intimidated by horses or whatever, but they never ever came on the inside of my thing. I don't know if they know the boundary line. I don't know what, but they don't have about me, but they know that they are detrimental to a lot of people out there. Other people may have to question you directly on that particular thing in terms of what they would like to see the ministry do. I know that we walk around, we kill all type of animals here for food. I don't know if we start eating them, it will look a little bit more humane. But I know that people are definitely, as you, to use your words, have a lot of angst when it comes to monkeys. We can go back to the telephone lines. We hear more from the public because the board is entirely full at this stage. And I would like for the public to be able to engage with you, Mr. Minister. Good afternoon and welcome to our next call. You're on the air.
Good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon.
Yeah, to you, Corey Johnson, the minister, mm-hmm. and to the rest of Barbados. Mr. Minister. Hello.
Good afternoon. Caller.
Yeah, before I say what I have to say, there's an elderly gentleman who talks about having plants, planting pear trees, and I've heard him several times on the program. I'm not quite sure if he sits on a board because he seems to love agriculture, have some idea how far agriculture can go, and I was wondering if there's no board he can sit on as to give some proper input into that. So I leave that at that. The next thing, I called in on the agriculture program once to say that in order to harvest the amount of water that goes to the sea is to go up in the path where the water coming down, or what you call the gully. Dig wells down there, maybe 100, 200 feet. Then come below, draw another well, so that as the water passed down, it fell and it reduced the force coming down. And most of the water will go in the aquifer. Right? I don't know if y'all can think about that one. The next thing, I would like to call you and give you a layout on these 20 acres of land and how not only young people, but people in the whole will love to do agriculture. but I have to give a whole layout of what should be done. That is one. The next thing, when someone have 20 acres of land and it does not have a pool to collect the water, right? They could at least set up a 20 by 20, collect the water, get some fish that you call thousands, and put them inside it, right? And then from time to time, they can get some water and use the drip thing about that. So I will leave that as it is because it, the time is short and other people want to get in.
All right, but thank you, caller. Okay, thank you, caller. Minister, any response?
Well, if the caller wants to call me, my number is 266-4423. He can feel free to call me, and we can discuss it. And I don't hesitate to give people my number because I am a public servant. I serve people. Yeah. And therefore, you know, my phone rings at 4 o'clock in the morning. But it is a phone I can choose to answer or don't answer and return the call later on. If I'm in a meeting, I can't take a call, but I would certainly return it when the meeting is finished. I ask people to WhatsApp me because on WhatsApp messages, I can respond faster than returning a call or taking a call.
Whoa, okay, next caller, you're on the air. Bastak Sunday, you're on the air, let's go. Okay, one more try, Bastak Sunday, you're on the air. All right, let's try another caller. Brastak Sunday, you're on the air.
Yes, sir. Good afternoon, Corey.
Hey, good afternoon, man.
And to Minister Daria.
Mm-hmm. Yes, please.
Yeah. Good afternoon.
I think that modern factory is a very, very good idea, and I want to endorse it. I only hope, though, that the proposal that has gone forward incorporates all that dictates what a modern sugar factory should look like. Now, I want to agree that the location of Buckley Factory is the best possible location. And as the minister rightly said, water is very important to a modern factory. And for those of us Barbadians that do not know about the St. George Buckley area, Constant Valley area, that is the lowest point in our country, and that is the lowest point to the water table. There's volumes and volumes of water that flow underground at a very low level, because that is the lowest point in Barbados. So you all have some things right so far, and that would go from history. Now, the modern factory...
Before you go on, call, I want to add to that. Buckley is surrounded by what? Cane fields.
I'm moving into that now.
The quick way to get canes to the factory is to take them from around the factory and reduce downtime.
Now, the whole valley, the whole St. George Valley, stretching down to the stadium and stretching as far back as in St. Philip, that entire valley, is all sugar cane. Well, most of it is sugar cane as we speak. The minister speak about incorporating more lands into sugar production. And all of this fits right into a modern factory, the supply and demand. Right. Now, what they do have, and Corey, already the network is in place for the tram system. You have the bins so far that the agriculture industry use for dispersing the sugar cane, and I've seen in the last year or so they modernize them. Those are perfect. You don't got to go and invest in other things. The cane can come right through the factory on a tram system and come right to the dumping area where everything dumps off. The best example I see of it is in Australia. They have a modern factory that the end result is that they buy the sugar for domestic and export at that same factory. I would like to think that the proposal that has gone forward has looked into this, because if we are looking, I can see the programs that government presently looking at is looking seriously at reducing our import bill. I don't think as we speak right now we can compete with even Cuba in producing sugar cane, but we can compete with quality. quality of the product that we have always produced. I would trust that those old palm boilers that we had from way back, that they would have, you know, passed down some of their knowledge to the more younger fellas, and we can get that quality of palm boiling being continuous in this country, because our sugar, for years, as they understand it, we get a preferred price because of the quality. I wouldn't want to think that the sugar we now import, that in the future with a modern factory, we will have to do any of that. Because I am thinking that with this modern factory that is being proposed and is presently before the minister, the tram system is perfectly in place. The line for that tram system, you have roads stretching up against the factory almost in a straight direction that can carry you straight to St. Philip and by extension straight down to the Bell. So much work doesn't have to be done in order to get this factory going. I think it's an excellent idea. I think that the demographics of it and the way that it is going to be executed could be simplified. The cost is going to go into the equipment and building the new factory. But outside of that, the systems on the land, yes, the minister has spoken to getting more land into sugar production. I think that is a very good idea, and I do endorse this new factory and all that you all are speaking to do in and around that. But I just hope it is not one of these projects where I want to ask the minister one question before I go forward. Does any of the equipment presently at Portville, because they believe that Portville will be closed down as long as this modern factory is built, and Portville is a relatively new factory, any of the equipment based on the proposal going forward can be reused from Portville to come into this new environment?
Yes, once there's equipment that we can transfer to the new area, we certainly will.
Good.
But the reality of it is that we're putting in a museum, and so you're going to need equipment to form part of the museum as well.
Exactly. Exactly. So it seemed to be the way to go, and I like what I'm hearing.
Thank you.
I hear somebody speaking about this 20-acre lots that are being handed out to individuals to produce food. Are they working
not
directly with
BADM? Lease.
Mm-hmm.
Lease,
are they working directly with BADMC?
Let's get the language correct.
It's correct. It's all like a gain of
No, not gain it, right. Not gain it,
now, we suggest that we get the language right, because that usually will happen. People actually in the housing program thought that government was just sharing out keys, like, you know, like, so you got to be careful, yeah.
Right. No, the BADMC, along in association with whichever department is administering this, the guy before spoke about these acreage that you're trying to get into production. I one time had a 5-acre lot, and the difficulty I had was getting my product sold.
Mm-hmm.
I had water, I had workers in the field that produce some of the best quality crops, but my problem was getting it sold. So it is okay for young people or almost anybody to get into agriculture, really. At the end of the day, it is being able to get your product sold.
All right, stick a pin. Minister, we chasing towards the news. Does the Minister of Agriculture have a marketing plan in terms of helping our marketing budget to help people in marketing and different things like that?
Yeah, but that's why we have the Barbados Agriculture Development Marketing mm-hmm. Corporation. Mm-hmm. The problem that we have there is for many years, they didn't stick to their core business, and I'm trying to bring that back in line. For many years, the focus was on importing poultry, turkey wings and chicken wings. And that is not what the BADMC really is supposed to do. They anchor state trade by bringing in chicken wings and turkey wings, or anything that we need to import, that we need to control. But at the end of the day, agriculture development and marketing is where I want back the BADMC. I've spoken to the board about this. They are in agreement with me. We have started the process. We have to expand Karameters, and by whatever name, if it is not Karameters, by whatever name, we have to get to agri-processing. But I don't want government in a commercial space. I want private citizens.
Right. Government is a facilitator.
Take whatever it is that we are producing, mm-hmm. and just run it, even if the BADMC is providing the support and helping them to get the marketing going.
Colleague, and let me put in a last point, because there's a...
All right. What the minister is speaking about have been tried already. They had a project up by the airport where the private enterprise would have invested in a plant to take up access food, and food then was being planted to be processed in that plant. That didn't seem to work for whatever reason. And it had some of the most, as a matter of fact, what I'm remembering about it, it had a very interesting individual at the helm of that organization in terms of professionalism going forward, and it didn't seem to work. I am anxiously looking forward. It all of this sounds, and I'm saying that it has been tried already. I will look for the differences going forward, and I'll have my input when I can. Thanks a lot, Corey.
All right, excellent. In the little time that we have left, there is former minister here put this to me. It says there was a processing arrangement that supported Karameters. The reality is the first action the BLP was to shut down that operation. It would be interesting to see what was processed, what was the level of sales prior to December 2018 and post that period. I have been shopping at Karameters ever since it was set up. And I've been there 2 weeks ago, and I saw none of the processed food, including the local sorbets, that I was able to buy on a regular basis.
Well, the FIU at BADMC is not shut down, so I don't know where that information is going. It is still there. What we are trying to do is do employees enfranchisement program, where we can get the people who have the experience, the skill sets, to form part of a group that would actually run the unit and then eventually take it over. That's the approach we are taking to it, because, you know, you can keep people employed forever, but you're not really doing a lot for them except giving them a pension at the end of the day, of their retirement. But if you give people a chance to own a business and give them a chance then to use the profits from that business to divest and use the profits from that business to help build other businesses, then that's what real true enfranchisement is. And I've heard this conversation. Certainly, I always remember the words of Sir Hilary Beckles. What we need to do as a government is to learn how to give a fella a leg up. And then once we do that and support them through, then we can enfranchise more people in Barbados. I am one who, I never really worked for nobody. I mean, the first part of my life, I worked at two agencies, and then after that I went on my own. I know what it's like to own a business. I know what it's like to be able to use a business, to use the profits of a business to divest and to empower other people as well. So this conversation about us expanding Karameters must be also taken along with who we bringing along with it.
Excellent. I think it's time for the latest. All those who are looking forward for the post Brass Tax Sunday, where we carry to a higher level and talk about some cannabis, you can stay tuned. Don't you move. It is time for the latest from the Starcom Network News.
You depend on BRC for genuine permaclad, colorclad, and permaseam steel roofing products. But did you know you can depend on BRC for installation too? That's right. BRC has several experienced roofing teams to handle your roof installation professionally, using tested and proven fasteners and methods with satisfaction guaranteed. When it comes to roofing, there's no substitute for experience, and BRC's crews will give you a great job at a great price. Have your roof installed by the experts. BRC,